That is 93.7 WEEI. Good afternoon, everyone. It's Rich Sertleib, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson, who has won a Super Bowl three times. And you can call us at 617-779-7937. We love taking your calls. It's the best way to contact us. Also, the Odyssey app. You can press that microphone button and launch a take grenade, record a message, and we play it in the 5 o'clock hour. Just a quick text says, Red Sox seem like they have a bunch of grinders right now. I definitely can't imagine they want to walk around back-to-back nights and then watch their best player, so to say, or do finger exercises. I know what you're saying. I mean, I just think that the Roman Anthony thing, there could be a bunch of different reasons. But more than anything, I just get a feeling that it's bad to have a dude around who is just not getting any better. It's probably a depressing conversation that you have to show up at the park like, hey, how you feeling?
Same old, same old.
It's the worst. It is the absolute worst. If I'm Roman Anthony, I'm happy they sent me down there.
Yeah, yeah. Right, get me out of here.
Because it's just you hate.
I feel like everybody hates you.
The people are looking at you as if you could be playing.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there, you know, a daily reminder that you're not ready, but they all think you are. So, you know what? Out of sight is out of mind, man.
And by the way, Bradford reported this. Alex Speer first on it, that the Red Sox have acquired outfielder Jamai Jones from the Tigers for a player to be named later. Now, he was DFA'd, and he was having a horrible year. He was hitting 205 or something like that. But that's not a great sign for Roman Anthony. They sent Nate Eaton down. You're going out and, like, dumpster diving for outfielders. Like, it's another sign that we might not see Roman for a while.
Yeah, and that was the best point that Bradford made. It was like, dude, if they're sending him down to Florida, he ain't coming back anytime soon.
No, it's true. It's true. I think it's – dude, why aren't we making enough kind of noise about – Garrett Crochet. I mean, like, dude.
Yeah, dump for the year, basically.
Until
further notice, he's not coming back, you know?
Should we be questioning how they managed him for last year? Because it feels like last year's use is bled into this year and was the reason why he's not playing this year.
It's so frustrating, too, because, like, Tolley, his last start, they pulled him after 3 2/3 or whatever, and it was strategic. They're like, all right, we're just doing this because you haven't thrown a lot of innings the year before. So now Bayo is the bulk starter.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what they were worried about with Crochet, and I guess they were right to be concerned because now he's going to miss a year.
Right, right.
Yeah. I mean, you talk to Pedro Martinez about these innings lists. He's, like, incredulous. He's like, I don't get it. I threw 9 innings every time I was coming out there. I was throwing 130 pitches. Yeah. Like, what has happened to the
–
is it just that they throw so much harder and so much more spin?
I think that's got to be it. I think so.
He's not coming back. I the way that everyone's talking about it, and the way nobody's talking about it, makes me think he's not coming back this season.
I know. Should we be more, I don't know, scrutinizing that, though? It's just like,
I see what you're saying, but man, with pitchers, it's so freaking weird. And we've seen this happen before, but I'm more concentrating on this Roman Anthony thing. Because, like, I'm hearing he's high-fiving guys. Like, I mean, that's Rob Bradford was saying with his hurt hand.
He stopped doing that after you said it. He was like, oh.
I guess. But that is weird, man. It's very strange. And I just don't like how this is being handled. No, actually, I do like the fact that he's been sent down to Florida. Because I think that the team doesn't need that right now.
You realize, like, it's not like there's a lot of rehab going on with his finger. Like, it's his finger.
Yeah, it's the weirdest
injury. You're not getting a massage. You're not doing ice and stem. You're not, you know, I mean, you're just... Dude, you could basically run and lift and do a lot of other stuff. There's nothing specifically you can do to make the finger heal faster in a training room. You can't. It's just time.
Yeah. That whole situation is very weird. And that Chris Cotillo and Sean McAdam report, I mean, they were like, they sounded like they were sick of him. Like, it sounded like they were sick of what was going on. And now, whether they're just sick of him not getting better, whether it's a situation where they think by this point he should be fine or whether he should play through the pain, I just believe that they don't want him around. They don't want to have to think about him. And they basically said, you come back when you're done. Enough.
Menage a trois.
What
was that? Oh, we got a goal.
Was that the sounder?
No, but that's Spain scored. Played the wrong one. What?
That's all we got.
What? We don't have a Spanish one?
We didn't get the Spanish.
Menage a trois.
Okay, so that was just recorded. I don't even know when you recorded that. Everybody quiet for one moment. I'm going to count downstairs, and I want you to play it. Just look at my fingers. Okay, everybody.
Joie de vie, menage a trois.
That was just Ted just saying, let's do
just
riffing,
man. I don't know. We needed a sounder for France.
It's good, but, you know, where's the Spanish
version? Yeah, we didn't get to the Spanish
one. I don't know. Spain strikes first on a penalty.
Good.
France has trailing for the first time in the World Cup.
Mbappe might be the only player I don't like left in the World Cup. Like, for some reason, something rubs me wrong about Mbappe.
He seems likable, no?
I don't know.
Did you say this is the first time France has not led?
Trailed. First time
they've kind of sleptwalked through the entire... Not sleptwalked. Like, they've been dominating. Like, they've been great. And Spain, the one thing... I'm talking out of my ass here, but the one thing that I do know is that Spain probably... What I've heard is the best defense left.
I think we need a Ken Laird Spain goal call.
Here we go. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Very good.
So you'll know when you hear that, when you hear Ted saying that, somebody scored.
Somebody scored.
It doesn't have to be Spain or it doesn't have to be France, but you'll know that there is indeed a World Cup update.
Nice job with joie de vivre. That's pretty good.
It's the only French I know.
Can we put like something from the Ratatouille soundtrack underneath that? Or
it's the player. We're watching the player cam, and so I didn't see the score because they don't show the all 22 version.
That's the best we could do. We don't have cable yet in the new building. However, I did get you a stream at least. I mean, God,
I know.
We have the best home run derby of all time, and you guys are critical. It's too long.
You're right.
I find a way to get somehow miraculously find Tubi and get a stream of this thing.
My heart's kind of not in as much now that Holland's gone. Now that our guy from Norway is out and with his stuffed raccoon.
Taxidermy raccoon.
Taxidermy that he returned home with. My heart's not in it as much as I used to. All right. Was he singing the Patti LaBelle song? riding on the freeway. What is that? Of love. Is that him saying that to the freeway of love? Is that what he's saying?
That was a Teddy freestyle. Teddy original.
Excellent. All right. Well, we let's get to this Tom Brady disrespect thing. Tom Brady, as I said, having a weird week, a very strange week. Is he helping the Seahawks beat the Patriots? Who knows? But there is one guy who does not like him at all.
Never has.
No, never has. So we will get to this. One of the more disrespectful things I've ever heard anybody say about Tom Brady, the football player. We will get to that right after this.